Tell us about the blitz schemes that put so much pressure on Drew Brees and led to some interceptions.
Well, they really didn't blitz as much yesterday. They turned the defensive line, and I talked with Andre Carter, who was really in the last three games have turned it up, Nick. I didn't even think, that he was a good sign, but the last 3 weeks he has been just playing great at defensive end, and he did that yesterday. And so I think that Greg Williams got off the blitzing of the linebacker so much and the safety so much and trying to get sacks. And I think he played the zone a little bit, and they had to double cover some of the guys and try to shut down the passing game with Drew Brees. And I think they did that. And in the last 2 minutes, it looked like that New Orleans was going to come back and win the game because they drove the ball down. But then Drew Brees threw a pass interception to Carlos Rogers, which was only, I think, the only turnover in the whole ball game. So that was
his
only
interception. Hey, Len, as the quarterback, tell us, as you look at Drew Brees and a guy that was averaging 350, 400 yards per game, what was the key indicator to you that the Redskins had a different kind of pressure that he wasn't ready for?
Well, I think that any time that you pressure the quarterback and make him throw before he wants to, then you have a chance of being successful. But that game was like so many games, and Sam can probably attest to this better than me, that it gets down to a couple of plays. And I was watching the end of that ball game, and Brees is, looks like he's on the move, and he took a chance, you know, with the throw, and shouldn't have taken that chance because the Redskins had the receiver well covered. He came up with the interception. Basically, that was the game. But that game could have gone either way. But I think Sam's probably right in the fact that New Orleans is on a roll, beating up on the Cowboys, and thought, okay, we just got to show up here today, no big deal. And, you know, we'll handle these guys. Our quarterback's been throwing the ball for a jillion yards every week and playing like a most valuable player in the National Football League. And the defense played, and they put pressure on him, and the defensive backs covered. Now, that's the name of the game, you know, put some pressure on the quarterback and also the defensive backs, making sure there's not a lot of separation between the receiver and the defensive backs, and you got a chance to be successful.